Mike Osborne for WMOT News at 4 minutes past. Alarm is spreading in Tennessee over what impact President Donald Trump's recently announced tariffs will have on the state. Senators Bob Corker and Lamar Alexander voiced early concern, but most of Tennessee's Republican reps in the House are now also expressing reservations. John Scannapieco is an attorney with the powerful Nashville law firm Baker Donaldson. The firm represents some of Tennessee's largest employers. Scannapieco says an unnamed Tennessee auto company executive recently expressed concern to him about the tariffs forcing some of his small parts suppliers out of business.
And he said that's the real catastrophic issue here is if it's a failed supply, then we're all in trouble. Because, of course, as you may know, in the auto industry, it's not like they can just go out and replace Company A with Company B.
Middle Tennessee State economist Stephen Livingston tracks global commerce in the state. He says the tariffs will hurt Tennessee more than most states and agrees the large auto industry here is especially vulnerable.
Tennessee is really going to be exposed, and then it's going to be exposed in the second wave when the retaliation hits, because Tennessee does have products that are going to be caught in the crosshairs.
Dr. Livingston says the U.S. has never used tariffs the way the president's using them now, and most economists fear the results. Tennessee gubernatorial candidate Diane Black is one of the few to voice support for the Trump tariffs. She told a West Tennessee audience in mid-May that the president is a strong negotiator, and she believes fair deals will be achieved at the end of the day. And that's local news for this hour. Join us for Tennessee News every hour at 4 minutes past.